It's time for Sports Talk on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Each Saturday morning, we talk with local coaches about their respective sports. Plus, we keep you updated on the local scores and the local schedule. Let's get it started. Here's Derek Dunn.
And a good Saturday morning to you here, sports fans. It's time for Sports Talk here on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Great to be here with you, Derek Dunn. And tell you what, this is the last Saturday the month of February. It's hard to believe, I know. But let's go ahead and dive right on in here for boys high school basketball scores last night. Start off here in the Harrisburg Class 2A Regional Championship game. It was the Mules over Carmi-White County, 70-56. The Mules won the regional championship last night. Jazel O'Neill had 19 points. He was also great from the charity stripe. 10 out of 10, especially in that fourth quarter. Kane Hicksonball, he chipped in with 16. Wyatt Gilbert added 15. Mules advanced to the Vandalia Sectional Tuesday against Pena, who won the Shelbyville Regional. Now, let me announce this as well, because this is from Fairfield Community High School. They posted it on their Facebook page, and they also sent the information in to us. Now, Fairfield will take on Pena at 7 o'clock, Tuesday the 26th at the Vandalia Sectional. FCHS was informed by Vandalia later last night there will be no tickets sold before the night of the game. Gates will open 1 hour before, so that'll be at 6 o'clock. Now, students at FCHS, if you want to ride a fan bus, sign up Monday morning in the main office. They need at least 25 to attend for the bus. Now, if anything changes, the schedule will be posted here, Twitter, and as well as our Facebook page here at WFIW. And again, Vandalia, they informed FCHS later last night there'll be no tickets sold before the night of the game. Again, gates will open 1 hour before, so gates will open at 6 o'clock with the game starting at 7 Tuesday night. And again, students, if you want to ride a fan bus, you got to sign up Monday morning in the main office. And again, need at least 25 to attend for that bus. And if anything changes, it will be posted here on our Facebook page, and also have it on air for you as well. The Mount Carmel 2A Regional was held last night. Mount Carmel topped Red Hill 53-36. The Effingham St. Anthony 2A Regional, it was T-Town over the host St. Anthony 58-33. Shelbyville 2A Regional, Pena defeated Marshall 72-71 in overtime. In fact, it was tied 67-all at the end of the fourth quarter. But the Panthers, they continue on. Now, this is the same Pena team, if you recall, that defeated KZ Westfield earlier this week. And then Marshall topped the host Shelbyville as well. So again, those are your four teams in that Vandalia sectional. Again, Fairfield, Mount Carmel, T-Town, and Pena. Those are the four teams in the Vandalia sectional. Now, Mount Carmel and T-Town, they'll face each other Wednesday night. Other regionals in 2A, it was Pickneyville over Anna Jonesboro, 55-39 at the Anna Jonesboro 2A regional. The Chester 2A regional, West Frankfort topped Chester, 54-38. I did some research about West Frankfort. In fact, that was their first regional championship in 12 years. So, great. So, positive news right there for the West Frankfort Redbirds. The Carlisle 2A Regional, it was Nashville over Trenton Wesquin, 45-30. At the Piazza Southwestern 2A Regional, it was Alton Marquette over Greenville, 44-40. The Wayne City 1A Regional last night, it was Woodlawn over Thompsonville, 58-40. At the Hardin County 1A Regional, it was Gallatin County over Hardin County, 64-52. At the Goreville 1A Regional, it was Cairo over Goreville, 74-71. Now, Cairo is a team. They have played a tough schedule this season, so keep an eye on those Pilots. Also, the Marissa 1A Regional, it was Oakville over Marissa Coulterville, 57-29. Remember, the Rockets of Oakville, they are independent. They're independent like T-Town is. They can take on teams there. They play a tough schedule, a team to keep an eye on right there. This is an interesting story here. When I mention this regional next, I'll tell you why that is. The Odin 1A regional, it was Odin over South Central, 36-21. You may say it was a low-scoring game, and it is. But this is why it's one of those stories that's incredible. And I got to mention this. For Odin, that was their first regional championship ever in the history of boys high school basketball. So congratulations to the Eagles of Odin. How about that? Now they're sectional Eagles as they're flying high. Also, Cesar Valier won a regional. It was Cesar Valier over Steelville, 62-59 in double overtime. St. Omo Brownstown won a regional. It was St. Omo Brownstown over Altamont, 56-53. High school girls basketball action, it continues as well. The 1A state semifinals, it was Lanark Eastland over Hume Shiloh, 64-63. Danville Showerman over Lewistown, 58-41. In the 2A state semifinals, it was Chicago Marshall over Hillsboro, 50-41. And then it was T-Town over St. Joe Ogden, 50-31. Now, taking a look here at some scores last night in the NBA, and actually NBA season just resuming here following the All-Star break. It was the Chicago Bulls over the Orlando Magic, 110-109. Lauri Markkanen, 25 points, 11 rebounds, as he led the Bulls to victory. Also, the Indiana Pacers topped New Orleans, 126-111, as you had Domantas Sabonis, 18 points and 13 rebounds as well. Other scores, it was Charlotte over Washington, 123-110. Also, it was Toronto over the Spurs of San Antonio, but barely, 120-117. Detroit defeated Atlanta in a close one, 125-122. It was Minnesota over New York, 115-104. LA Clippers over Memphis, 112-106. It was Denver over Dallas, 114-104. And a high-scoring game that went into two overtimes. It was OKC, the Thunder, defeated the Utah Jazz, 148-147. Russell Westbrook, 43 points and 15 rebounds. Rudy Gobert of Utah, 26 points and 16 rebounds. So, also in the NHL, on the ice last night, they had a few games as well. Taking a look at those games, it was Colorado defeating Chicago 5-3. The Blues had the night off last night. It was Columbus over Ottawa 3-0. Also, it was Minnesota over Detroit 3-2. Meanwhile, it was Calgary over Anaheim 2-1. And then, high-scoring game right here, but the Winnipeg Jets had defeated the Vegas Golden Knights, doubled up over them 6-3. So, that's a look at your local sports finals as well as your national sports final scores here for you. Now, coming up here on Sports Talk today, got some interviews for you here that will be featured. Do have head coach Scott McElravy following last night's win against Carmi White County at the Harrisburg Regional. Also, we're going to be talking to a few of the Mules basketball players as well. Got Brian Estes, Jayzel O'Neill, and Wyatt Gilbert as well. We'll also go over the schedule for the Vandalia sectional and also other sectionals that we're keeping an eye on in Southern Illinois. So stay tuned for that. It's all coming up here on Sports Talk this morning here on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back following these words.
Don't wake up in the cold. Time now to get your propane tank filled. Call Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods and get a service call today. A full tank means a warm home. Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods. Call 842-3940 for quick and professional service. And don't forget, we're the place to shop and buy your weapons for hunting and personal protection. That's Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods. 1423 West Main in Fairfield. 8 to 5 weekdays, Saturdays 8 to noon.
Citizens National Bank of Albion has become this area's most trusted banking partner, and for good reason. You work hard for your money, and we work hard to safeguard and keep your financial information secure. If receiving your tax return via direct deposit, please check your printed and online bank statements for accuracy. Do not give financial information over the phone. Contact your bank immediately if you suspect fraudulent activity.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, this is John Hosselton at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research has shown that making funeral prearrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John or Julie at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
Are you looking for a way to promote your business? Fairfield Printing and Graphics is the place for you. Customized shirts, hats, cups, signs, and banners. If you can dream it, they can print it. Fairfield Printing and Graphics is your one-stop spot for promotional printing. They have a graphic designer on staff that will work with you to get the look that you want. Visit Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 5 Williamson Drive or give Wayne a call at 618-842-4048.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn with you here on this Saturday morning. We'll also take a look at the local sports schedule. We'd like to remind you, too, that every episode of Sports Talk is podcasted as well. You can listen to archived episodes on our website at WFIWradio.com. Just click on the About Us and then click on Sports Talk, and you can listen to last weekend's episode as well as prior episodes as well. Now, last night, again, the Fairfield Mules, they emerged victorious. They defeated the Carmi White County Bulldogs 70-56. For the Mules and Carmi, fourth time they took on each other this season. J.Z. O'Neill at 19 points. He was 10 out of 10 from the charity stripe in the fourth quarter. Kane Hicksonball had a great game, chipped in with 16. Wyatt Gilbert also added 15. As you recall, Wyatt Gilbert coming back from that ankle injury, but playing very well as well, getting back to his old self. And Mark Turner caught up with Mules head coach Scott McElravy following last night's win over Carmi.
First of all, Coach, congratulations on the win. It wasn't pretty, but you survived and advanced.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty. It was really pretty early with, they do a good job of packing it in with their man defense and trying to shut down the lane. And they've got some big kids in there, too, that'll battle you. We came out really hot from three. You know, both my juniors hit a couple, Kane and Wyatt, which was super. And that'll really stretch it out. And then, you know, we kind of played back and forth a little bit with them there. They've gotten better, though, as the year has went on. Just super proud of the kids. This is a long walk.
It is. Well, you got a good first half from Wyatt Gilbert. He really came out on fire, really got you going early on with a big 8-0 run to start the ball game, and then you finish it out with Jazelle O'Neill making 13, 14 free throws in a row down the stretch.
Yeah, and Landon hit some big threes for us there early. You know, Brian didn't score as much tonight, but, I mean, he's been one of our leaders all year, you know. So it's hard, you know, with all the kids that we have trying to match up minutes and that sort of thing, lineups and whatnot. It's really hard, but the kids have done a good job of accepting that, and there's no way that we'd be 31-2 if they didn't. You know, if they're worried about getting their points or their minutes or that sort of thing, there's no way we'd be 31-2, and huge credit to them. This is a great team to work with, you know, just good kids, and it's been a lot of fun.
Set a lot of records this year, single season record for victories in a year, single season record for regular season wins in a year. And now you get a Class 2A regional here at Harrisburg and have really suffered through some adversity this year, but have rebounded well, especially, I think, after the Casey ball game.
You know, they were our team?
Yeah, the team.
Yeah.
The Mules really seemed to have stepped it up a notch defensively since that Casey Westfield ball game.
We did, and, you know, that was our first loss of the year. And then we go straight to the El Dorado tournament and just put it on people. You know, we had a great tournament. Mm-hmm. I think 18 or whatever was our closest there. You know, and some of those teams, like, you know, Heron's 24-4 or 23-4 playing in 3A, you know, regionals next week. So it wasn't like that we were playing weak teams. And then came out of the gate and, you know, Olney got us at home. They also were around 23-4. You know, so, and Casey that beat us, you know, they got upset. I mean, our two losses were to a state-ranked 2A team and a close to state-ranked 3A team. So, yeah, super proud of the kids, super proud.
Now you move on to the Vandalia Sectional on Tuesday night. You will be playing Pena. They were a one-point winner over Marshall tonight.
Yeah, surprise team. I mean, I'd heard that they were hurt some, best player was hurt, I think, actually, for part of the year, came back and, surprised Casey. And then, from what I'd heard, that Pena and Marshall both tonight, that'd be a good game. We've had guys up there this week watching, we'll be ready. We were confident either way on who we played. We're going to have our kids ready. We've got a couple practices here in between. We've played every summer in Vandalia on that court. Mm-hmm. Brian's family, mom and dad are both from up that way, Ramsey and Vandalia. So I think his grandparents are super happy that we're coming up that way. Mm-hmm. And like I said, the kids have played there. They're very familiar with the gym, and it's sectionals. It doesn't matter who we play. It's super.
All right. And we will give you a little bit of a break on the post-game talks at Vandalia. We'll be sitting right behind the scorer's bench.
Yeah, I know. That's where they have the setup there, which is great. I can't say enough about the kids. It's our depth obviously helps us.
Yeah.
And just the overall competitiveness in practice when, you split squad our guys and play 5-on-5, it creates a lot of good competition, and it's made our younger kids better too.
Owen. Bobby Wells is going to come up. Coach, want to thank you
for
the visit.
Hey, thank you, guys. I appreciate it this year.
We appreciate it very much. Congratulations on the W.
And that was Mark Chedden with Ed Mills basketball coach Scott McElravy following last night's victory as the Mules defeated Carmine Wyatt County again 70-56. In case you missed it, I would like to mention this again. And it is official. It's from Fairfield Community High School. Again, Fairfield will take on Pena at 7 o'clock Tuesday, the 26th, at the Vandalia Sectional. FCHS were informed by Vandalia later last night that there will be no tickets sold before the night of the game. Gates will open 1 hour before, so with the game starting at 7, tip-off at 7, doors will open at 6. And again, FCHS students, if you want to ride a fan bus, sign up Monday morning in the main office. They need at least 25 to attend for the bus. If anything changes, Fairfield Community High School will post it on their Facebook page as well as their Twitter page. And they'll contact us here. We'll be glad to share the information and have it on air as well. So, again, that is the latest in terms of that. Other teams in that Vandalia sectional are Mount Carmel and the Wooden Shoes of T-Town. You're listening to Sports Talk here on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Got a real treat for you here as Mark caught up with a few of the Mules basketball players following the game last night. Tell you who those Mules basketball players are. It's coming up here on Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
Is your home trapped in a time warp? Looks like it's time to buy new furniture. Come to Rush Appliance and Furniture with two locations to serve you. We can furnish your entire home. We carry furniture for every room in your house, whether you need a new bedroom set, mattresses, a living room sofa, or even a formal dining room table. No need to go to a big box store for your appliances. From ranges and refrigerators to deep freezers, dishwashers, and more, we have all the appliances you need. Stop in and see what's new today.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care now provides convenient treatment for minor illnesses and conditions on a walk-in basis 7 days a week in the Medical Arts Complex, Suite E. This is Physician Assistant James Hopper, and on behalf of the Urgent Care team, we are here for you when your family needs urgent medical attention. Urgent Care will allow you a more affordable and efficient alternative to an emergency room visit. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 until 8, and Saturday and Sunday, 8 until 5, in the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Medical Arts Complex, Suite E.
Get the good stuff.
Visit your local Napa Auto Parts store in Wayne City for all your auto part needs. Napa stocks tools and equipment for heavy-duty trucks, marine, and all your farming equipment needs. Napa's annual winter clearance event is going on now. Save up to 75% off. Stop in Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 210 West Robinson Street in Wayne City or call 895-2108.
Get the good stuff.
Napa. Get the good stuff. Research shows that on average, 50% of Americans carry cash while 77% carry a smartphone. Wouldn't you love to pay a friend with just a few clicks on your phone? Well, now you can. This is Jessica Sanders at the Fairfield Banking Company, and I'm excited to introduce Spin. Spin is a person-to-person payment option that allows you to send money instantly via our mobile app. Pay your beautician, your babysitter, anyone that has a debit card and smartphone. Give us a call or stop by any of our four branches for more details. The Fairfield Banking Company, we're the hometown banks. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn with you here. And this next interview, we got Mules basketball players, Brian Estes, Jazale O'Neal, seniors for the Mules, and then junior Wyatt Gilbert as well. Now, what's going to happen is Mark Turner chatted with him after the game against Carmine last night. First, you're going to hear from Jazale O'Neal, and then Wyatt Gilbert, and then Brian Estes. Also want you to note, too, that between these interviews, there's about a 1 second worth of silence. So you'll hear, like, Jay-Z, Jazale O'Neal, and then a 1 second silence, and Wyatt Gilbert, 1 second silence, and then Brian Estes. So here it is. Here's all three again. Jazale O'Neal, Wyatt Gilbert, and then Brian Estes.
Mule senior Jazale O'Neal is joining us. Jay-Z, a great fourth quarter for you as you hit 14 free throws in the world. Man, you have been money down the stretch with the charity shots.
After last game, I went like 50% from the free throw line, and at next couple practice, I just went hard on my free throws, trying to make sure everyone counts.
Now, you transferred in from Wayne City this year. How much of a difference between the smaller class in Wayne City and the bigger schools that you faced this year have you seen?
I definitely had to step it up a ton. Having good teammates, having better competition, you know, I just had to advance and learn to adjust to the way that the Mules play.
It's been a great season for you. You've made the all-tournament team at every tournament you've been in.
Yeah, it's a blessing and an honor.
Jazale, you're moving on to the Vandalia sectional, postseason play, and have you reached all your goals for the year, and what other goals do you have?
No, sir, I have not, actually. I want to go to state, whatever it takes. We're going to try, we're going to battle, we're going to fight until the very end, until that buzzer goes off, no matter what. And I accomplished some big goals this year, but my ultimate goal is to get past sectionals, get past super sectionals, and go to state.
All right. Congratulations on the W once again. We'll see you Tuesday night.
Yes, sir.
Mules junior Wyatt Gilbert is with us. And Wyatt, congratulations on the W tonight.
Thank you.
Big game for you. You really came out on fire early.
Yeah, that's kind of one of our goals, to come out and get going, get ahead and stay ahead.
Something that we didn't see from you earlier in the year. You're normally the defensive stopper, but you hit a couple of big threes in that first quarter and really set the tone.
Yeah, I knew it was going to take a little more than just defense in this game and going forward, so it's kind of a big thing working on.
Fourth time you've faced Carmi this year. How much of a difference from game one to game four against the Bulldogs?
I think there's an improvement because we played them, like you said, four times now, and so we knew their game plan, and so that helped us a lot. We were ready for the game, so.
Right, now you go to Vandalia. You played on that court several times.
Right. Yep. It's we play there in the summers and exciting. So we're ready, I think.
All right. Paint of Panthers, and understand they're pretty big.
Yeah. So hopefully we can stay with them. All right. Yeah.
All right. Wyatt, congratulations. We'll see you Tuesday night.
Thank you. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Mule senior Brian Estes has joined us on Sports Talk this morning. And Brian, congratulations on the big regional win. It's got to be a sweet victory for you.
Thank you. It's awesome. It feels great.
Now, the season as a whole, have you met all of your goals, and what goals do you guys still have?
We have met all of our goals. Our original goals were go 10-0 in the conference, win all three tournaments, and break the school record in wins. We've done all those three now, so we're just adding on to it now.
Now you go to Vandalia, where I understand you guys have played a lot of ball on the court up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we go up there every summer and play a tournament. We won it this year, so we're real excited to go up there and play.
And understand you've got some relation up that way.
Yep, my grandparents, both sides live up there, so I'll have a bunch of family up there.
All right, your opponent will be Painted. Do you know anything about the Panthers?
We don't. We heard they got starting lineup, shortest kids like 6'1", but that doesn't really scare us.
All right.
We're ready for them.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate the visit. Good luck on Tuesday.
Thank you.
All right.
and that was Mules basketball players Jazel O'Neal, Wyatt Gilbert, and Brian Estes. Estes and O'Neal are seniors for the team, and Gilbert is a junior. And again, the Mules will take on Pena Tuesday at the Vandalia Sectional. The Panthers defeated Marshall last night in overtime. Final score there is 72-71. Again, Mules take on Vandalia 7 o'clock Tuesday night over there at Vandalia. By the way, Vandalia from Fairfield, about an hour and a half long drive, according to Google Maps, in case you're wondering. All right, Sports Talk continues here. What we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and take a look here at the sectionals that start next week. We're keeping an eye on sectionals here in Southern Illinois, tell you what those sectionals are and who's playing in them. It's coming up here on Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. We'll be right back following these words.
Something's in the air. Dust, spores, and a whole host of bad things you can breathe in.
Achoo!
Indoor air quality may be something you think very little of until it becomes something you can't ignore. Protect your health and home with Core Indoor Air Quality products. Our solutions are ideal for ventilating, purifying, and balancing humidity in your entire home. Visit CompleteHVAC.org for details and breathe easier. Core, the heart of a smarter home. Call Sam or Kara at Complete HVAC and Plumbing today at 445-3329.
There is nothing better than helping a family find the home of their dreams. It is more than just a mortgage, it's about helping people. Hi, this is Sarah Moll, mortgage originator for People's National Bank. We pride ourselves on providing quality products and services to meet the banking needs for the people that work and live right here. Since 1909, our focus continues on you, our customers. People's National Bank, it's our people that make a difference. Since 1909, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Fourscore and 18 years ago, the first Dodge truck debuted, and since February hath been proclaimed Ram Truck Month, and Le Mans is offering a truckload of savings. New 19 Ram 1500 save up to $11,000 with competitive truck owners saving an additional $1,000. Remaining new Ram heavy-duty trucks discounted up to $11,000 as well with commercial customers saving even more. Just like old George and the cherry tree, Le Mans is chopping down prices. Le Mans prices always include destination and everyone qualifies. Make your Washingtons, Lincolns, and even Franklins go farther. Le Mans Chrysler, 412 East Main, Fairfield, and LeMansOnline.com.
Better meals begin with the help of Farmers Packing east of Albion, and healthier meals as well. Your friends at Farmers Packing now bring you delicious tenderized chicken breast cutlers, perfect for a quick and healthy meal. Or try their 1/3 pound white turkey meat patties for a healthier you. Great healthy meals, plus the finest steaks in the area. It's all at Farmers Packing, just east of Albion on Highway 15. It's where better and healthier meals begin. Farmers Packing.
You're listening to Sports Talk here on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Derek Dunn with you here on this Saturday morning. And let's take a look here at the sectionals here. Let's focus on that here. We talked about the Vandalia sectional. Again, here's the schedule for that. Tuesday, February 26th at 7 o'clock, Fairfield will take on Pena. Wednesday, February the 27th at 7 p.m., T-Town will square off against Mount Carmel. Now, the sectional championship game will be Friday, March 1st, be next Friday at 7 o'clock. Now, the winner of the Vandalia Sectional will advance to the Carbondale Super Sectional. Now, the Carbondale Super Sectional game will be Tuesday, March 5th. Now, the winner of the Vandalia Sectional will take on the winner of the DuCoin Sectional. In case you're wondering who's in that DuCoin Sectional, Tuesday, February the 26th at 7 o'clock, Pinckneyville will take on Alton Marquette. Wednesday, the 27th, Nashville will square off against West Frankfort. And then Friday, March 1st, will be the championship game there that night. And again, the winner of that DuCoin Sectional will take on the winner of the Vandalia Sectional at the Supers in Carbondale. Again, Tuesday, March 5th at 7:30. So that right there is the schedule. That's what we're keeping an eye on. So keeping an eye on that DuCoin sectional next week right there for you. In terms of 1A schools, let's take a look here at that here as we're keeping an eye here on a couple of regionals here. Let's take a look here at the Gallatin County sectional. That starts off next week, Tuesday the 26th at 7 o'clock. Gallatin County will face Woodlawn. And then Wednesday the 27th, Cesar Valera will take on Cairo. And then the championship game, the sectional championship game, will be held Friday, March 1st, again at 7 o'clock here. The Altamont Sectional, Tuesday the 26th, St. Elmo Brownstown will square off against Nokomis. And then Wednesday the 27th, Moequa Central A&M will take on Odin. And then the sectional championship game will be held next Friday night at 7 o'clock. Now, the winner, the Gallatin County Sectional and the Altamont Sectional, they will meet up at the Carbondale Super Sectional. So that's a couple of sectionals to keep an eye on as well in 1A. And again, that Carbondale Super Sectional, by the way, the game for that, for 1A, will be at 6 o'clock Tuesday, March 5th. So those are the sectionals we're keeping an eye on here for you in Southern Illinois hoops. So so keep an eye on that here next week here for you. All right, coming up here, we'll take a look at the local schedule as well. We'll also talk a little bit about some national sports. So stay tuned here. You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Again, we'll take a look at the local sports schedule next.
At F&B, we believe in us, not us the bank, us the farmers, us the families, us the community. That's why we continuously and proudly support, invest in, and volunteer throughout our region. So whether you're from Fairfield, Wayne City, Sisney, Grayville, or anywhere in between, you'll always find a friendly and helpful neighbor right here at home. F&B, Banking Business Life. Member FDIC.
Vaughn's Tire is introducing the next generation of touring tires, the all-new Yokohama Avid Ascend GT. Its asymmetrical tread design and all-new tri-blend compound technology deliver extraordinary handling and ride characteristics, including powerful braking on wet and snowy roads and a remarkably quiet ride. And with a 65,000-mile treadwear warranty and 30-day trial with satisfaction guaranteed by Yokohama, the Avid Ascend GT is your next tire. Vaughn's Tire is located south on Route 45 across from Casey's in Fairfield. Call 842-3500.
Everyone is talking about the future these days. With help from me, Steve Thompson, and Country Financial, you can own your future. All you need is the right plan to get you started, the kind of plan that will take into account all the things in your life that matter most. I can work with you to put the pieces in place with insurance solutions to help secure a comfortable tomorrow. No matter what stage of life you're in, now is the time to start developing a plan to own your future.
Get the good stuff.
At Napa Auto Parts in Fairfield, buy your windshield wiper blades and Napa will install them free. Napa has a bigger, whole new inventory of heavy-duty parts for semis and tank trucks. And they offer custom-made hydraulic hoses up to 2-inch 4-wire. You get over 100 years of experience from Brent, Jalen, Derek, Steve, and Nolan at Napa Auto Parts, 123 West Delaware in Fairfield.
Get the good stuff.
Napa, get the good stuff.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn with you. Time is 9:32. And let's take a look here at the local sports schedule today. Junior high basketball. Several area players are going to be playing in the Southern Illinois Premier Junior High All-Star Classic this weekend at Redden Lake College in Ina. Here locally, in the Class S 8th grade boys, Jonah Easton of Jasper, Nick Easton of Jasper, and Luke Duckworth of New Hope. The Class M 8th grade boys, Eric Rogers of Center Street, Class S 7th grade boys, Andon Atwood of Sisney, Class S 8th grade girls, Kate Book of New Hope, Class S 7th grade girls, Briley Easton of Jasper Jeff, and Riley Edwards of Jasper Jeff. Here's the schedule of games here. Starting at 12 noon today, the Class S 7th grade girls will play 1:30 Class S 7th grade boys. At 3 p.m., the Class M and L 7th grade girls. At 4:30, Class M 7th grade boys. At 6 p.m., the Class L 7th grade girls. And at 7:30, the Class S 8th grade boys, game one of two. It continues into Sunday as well. Class S 8th grade girls at 12 noon Sunday at 1:30. Class S 8th grade boys game 2 of 2. 3 p.m. Class M 8th grade girls. 4:30 Class M 8th grade boys. 6 p.m. Class L 8th grade girls. And then 7:30 Class L 8th grade boys. Again, that schedule can be found on our local sports page online at WFIWradio.com. And congratulations to those who are who were selected to play down there. Congratulations to those kids. Take a look here. Junior High Volleyball Center Street will be at the Hamilton County Tournament. College basketball, it's going to be a morning game here, actually, as the Illini will be hosting Penn State. Also, Flying Illini, too. They're going to be there in attendance as well. 30-year anniversary of that team. You can hear the game on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Our coverage begins at 10 a.m. this morning with a tip-off at 11 o'clock. The Illini coming off that loss against Wisconsin earlier this week, but they're looking to right the ship and get a win over Penn State. College softball action. Frontier will be at Volunteer State Community College in a doubleheader. MLB spring training. That's right. The games have started here, and the Cardinals will be taking on the Marlins at 11:45. You can hear that game on WOKZ 105.9. Also, some NBA games to tell you about. The Pacers, they'll be on the road. They'll take on Washington. The Bulls will square off against the Boston Celtics. And the NHL, the Blues return back to action. They'll take on the Boston Bruins. So that is the sports schedule here for this Saturday, February the 23rd. Stay tuned. Wrap up sports talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
When you support a locally owned pharmacy, you're contributing to the growth of the community. The dollars you spend stay right here to support our local community. Shoe Creek Health Mart Pharmacy is a locally owned pharmacy right in Wayne City. Health Mart pharmacist Tom Blasdale has a personal commitment to his community because just like you, he supports his community. Shoe Creek Health Mart Pharmacy is locally owned and hometown proud. Wayne City is a Health Mart town. Shoe Creek Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Are you looking for a new home, wanting to build, or thinking about refinancing? Let the friendly team at Trust Bank help you with the process. We will be happy to assist you with the application, discuss our products, and get you one step closer to the home of your dreams. Trust Bank's lending department has many years of experience and is always ready to help. Contact Kelly, Jordan, or Ethan at 618-673-2165 for more information. Trust Bank, growing prosperity together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is John Hosselton at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research has shown that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John or Julie at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
United Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual celebrate area student athletes competing on the hardwood. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and we love cheering them to victory. We'll score a three-pointer for insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact United Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company at 618-445-2306 today. Good luck to the Edwards County Fighting Lions. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
You're listening to Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Derek Dunn with you here on this Saturday morning. We'd like to mention this before I wrap up the show here, and it's about the Vandalia Sectional in case you happen to tune in and may have not heard yet. But FCHS received information about the ticket situation over there at the Vandalia Sectional, and here was the latest information on that. Again, FCHS were informed by Vandalia later last night. There will be no tickets sold before the night of the game. Gates will open 1 hour before. The tip-off is scheduled at 7 o'clock. Doors will open at 6. And again, students, FCHS students, if you want to ride a fan bus, sign up Monday morning in the main office. They need at least 25 to attend for the bus. If anything changes, it'll be posted on the FCHS Fairfield Community High School Facebook page as well as their Twitter. They have a Twitter page as well. You can give them a follow on Twitter. It'll also be posted here on our station's Facebook page as well. Be glad to announce the information by way of social media as well as on air. And again, that is the latest information in regards to that. So no pregame tickets. But anyway, that is the situation. That's according to FCHS this morning. All right, Sports Talk. I want to thank the sponsors for Sports Talk. Citizens National Bank, Complete Heating and Air, Fairfield Banking Company, Fairfield Memorial Hospital, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Farmers Packing, FNB, Fairfield National Bank, Le Mans Chevrolet Chrysler, Napa, Fairfield People's National Bank, Rush Appliance and Furniture, United Mutual Insurance of Albion, Vaughn Tire, Wayne White Propane, also along with Trust Bank, Hostelton Meredith Funeral Home, Shoe Creek Pharmacy, Napa, Wayne City, and Steve Thompson, Country Financial Agent over there in West Salem. I want to thank these sponsors for sponsoring Sports Talk. If you happen to hear their spots being mentioned on the radio, happen to hear me announce them, please give them a call on the phone or swing by and tell them how much you appreciate their sponsorship of not just Sports Talk, but also our local sports broadcast here on WFIW, as well as our sister station, WOKZ 105.9. I'm Derek Dunn. That wraps up for Sports Talk. Have a safe and wonderful weekend, and we'll see you all next Saturday.
Thanks for listening. Sports Talk can be heard each Saturday morning at 9 here on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Sports Talk is a production of WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com Sports.